Mount Armada, mostly known for its main 323-meter summit, is actually a massive that descends towards the sea on the south side and stretches towards the valley of Brestovica, or Brestoški Dol valley, on the north. Its name started to appear in the war records from the autumn of 1916, when the Austro-Hungarian army retreated from the entire Dobrodo plateau and the hills around Monfalcone during the 6th Italian offensive. The new defense line was built right on the edges of Mount Armada, the nearby hills, and further to the north along the western edge of the common plateau. Mount Armada became the last defense post for the town of Trieste. From here, the Austro-Hungarians could control the entire Brestovski Dol valley area and the access points towards Trieste, which was of vital importance for the Austro-Hungarians due to its port. In the area of Mount Armada, the Austro-Hungarian army set up an effective defense line in a relatively short time. It was composed of rock-carved trenches and caverns, as well as karst caves. The shelters also served as positions for artillery observers, who belonged to numerous artillery batteries stationed nearby. Despite their numerical superiority, the Italian army failed to break through the Austro-Hungarian defenses in later offensives. During the 10th offensive, in May of 1917, the Italian army managed to penetrate the defense at Flander, but the defenders managed to gain back all the lost territory in a counterattack. The new defense line became unbeatable for the Italian army. Despite the aggressive attacks that followed, including during the 11th offensive, the front line of the section held unchanged until the breakthrough of the Isonzo Front in October of 1917 and the Italian retreat to the Piave River. Units from several areas of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, including Slovenia, collaborated in the defense of Armada. Most of them, however, came from the territory of the today's Czech Republic,